You ready? It's always very irritating.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
The group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Episode what?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. I don't know.
107.
Boom, boom. Who do we know?
Boom, boom.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No guests though. Boom, boom. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know why?
Boom,
boom. I know why.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they not.
Boom.
They not like us. They not like us. Welcome back, everybody, to the Group Chat Podcast, episode 107. Use code group. Go get lead. I can't reach it.
I'm using the force.
There it is. Editor greets, read that out. Go get lead. You know, there's another drop happening with GamerSubs. I think that's something about like a baseball.
Is a baseball drop happening this
Maybe.
Week?
Maybe.
World Series drop.
Already, well, already happened.
If it does,
it'll be
know.
On the screen if it is, or it'll be a sad puppy if it isn't.
All right, and here's what I was going to start the podcast with. I fell asleep on the couch yesterday.
You did.
I fell asleep at the part where Nick's bare ass was on the couch because he pulled down his pants and Isaac pushed him down.
Wait, what?
Yep.
That happened.
I remember.
On the couch.
Stop.
I remember
stop.
That.
Pause.
I
we need to that. Stop talking about this. No.
Why?
It's
because I was on YouTube. I was
important.
On YouTube. I was like on my own YouTube channel. I was like, man, I'm doing this video, man. I went to my homepage. And I saw the group chat being gay for 15 minutes.
It's your fault. Maybe
not
you shouldn't.
My
do that.
Fault.
Maybe
it was a picture of fucking Larry. It wasn't my fault.
Maybe you put a
Wait,
shirt
why
on.
Why did they use Larry?
I don't know. There's a big
rude.
Gay flag too.
But anyways,
I know that was you, Jaxter. Where
anyways,
are you?
I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up and my eye is hurting.
Oh, he got pink eye.
Oh.
No way.
Oh, you are pink.
Nuh-uh.
I gave him the strand.
My right eye hurts, and I'm scared that I might have a disease now.
Let me look at it. Let me see if it's from me.
Oh, my God. There's poop in it.
I'm going to have to get a closer look.
Is it your hue?
Also,
I have to see.
Tell him what happened whenever I spread open the couch's bussy and what was in there.
There was remnants of
Dude.
Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos.
It was like a
Tito's.
Whole meal was in the couch.
There's like a small meal for a mouse inside the couch crack.
You guys are so
Cheetos,
gross.
Cheetos, taquitos, Fritos.
How, what do you
well,
mean?
Well, who's the only guy that eats on that table that spreads out $4 billion?
Dude,
these
you
two.
Can't,
it's
you
these
can't
two.
Just point
I get,
at me.
I get one Subway sandwich a day.
And you leave
listen,
a whole bag.
Listen, I eat no, on that table, but I do not make a mess. The only mess I made was when my Baja Blast fell through my cardboard container.
That sucked. That sucked. That sucked. I didn't see it, but it
sucked.
That wasn't
even my fault.
We were in the living room, and I think we came to the realization that we needed a like a living room table because Yummy was like, whose table is this? Whose fold-up table is this? Can mm-hmm. I jump on, destroy it? And we were like, dude, we'd have nothing to eat
I
on.
I wanted to break
dude.
It.
It's just a plastic fold-up table.
That is dirty every... Dude, it's brown every other
it's
day.
It's been there since we moved in and the
Tanner
TV.
Tanner cleans it and then it turns brown
it
that
turns
same
literally brown
night.
The next day.
Whose
like,
fault
actually.
Is it? Somebody actually needs to confess right now.
Isaac's?
I think it's Isaac's.
I think it's Isaac's.
Everyone blames me for stuff in this house.
You left
you
chocolate
from
milk on the ground again. You left chocolate milk on the ground again.
That No, that was once and that was tragic.
That's twice. It's been twice.
No, it's been twice where I leave it on the ground like I'm like this I'm like drinks right bro. Here and I'm like
bro okay my POV I'm sitting on my
it's
desk
never on the table
we need to turn on the security cameras dude. Back we actually do we need to see the corporate like it, we need to see it all
dude,
happen
I saw a whole thing of an empty fried rice container just on the ground
yeah that was me I'll
oh,
say that much that
you
was
also
me.
Left the microwave open again
yeah you oh you do that God. One a lot
the microwave
dude, my POV
you left it open. Do you want us to get uranium poisoning
wait
like,
when
today
when?
I had to close it today
today
uranium yes
poisoning. I didn't even use it today
well, it was
probably
open
last night.
You're the only one who was it was
no
it you?
I said probably him last
okay.
night
I had a bounty and
what is that like bleach
bounty what is bounty
bleach
brownie
oh a brownie.
Brownie you microwaved a brownie
no I didn't microwave it that's the thing
can I explain my POV real fast from the other day
yeah
when you found out about your chocolate milk incident.
Yeah.
I was just sitting at my desk and then Yummy was like, Isaac, you left the chocolate milk out again. And you're like, nuh-uh. No, no, I didn't. Because you were actually so upset that you left the chocolate milk
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I was. Because I was planning on drinking
Fair life
it today.
Ain't cheap. Fair life ain't cheap, bruh.
Fair life
Do you throw it away
though.
Afterwards?
No, I put it back in the fridge. Like, yes, I threw it away, dude. Don't worry.
I would believe that.
No, I didn't know. Things like milk? No, bruh.
Wait, why?
What? Because it's bad. It go really bad real fast.
You eat a week-old pizza?
Yeah. But wait, hold on.
I eat week-old
what
pizza.
What in milk goes bad? Isn't it the lactose?
I think it's all of milk.
Just all of it?
I think it's whatever they... Because, like, look, you can get warm milk from a cow's udder.
Little pussy.
And that's
dangle.
Probably good.
Yeah. Jingle jangle.
Yeah, probably. Fresh. Wait, it's look fresh. Up what make milk go bad. I'm curious.
Maybe it's once it's exposed to the bacteria in the air in the world because it's so gross and polluted.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure... Prolonged exposure to heat, air, direct sunlight, or other potentially damaging elements can cause milk to spoil.
So, like, everything but a fridge.
Look up, can lactose-free milk go bad? Because I actually, again, I don't know.
Of course.
I think it would...
I know it can.
It's perishable.
But...
No, it's properly stored. Only 7 to 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty...
That's it? That's bad?
You drink out of the same one for like a month, dude. I'll be real.
No. They always last me far longer than 7.
I took culinary classes.
Oh, did
you? I learned about, foodborne illness.
What's an onion?
What's the worst one you can get, and what does it do to you?
What do you mean?
Like the worst illness you can get.
Ammonia.
What does it do to you? COVID from a bat.
Pneumonia.
Can we... For a video, can we all get like a tapeworm?
Yeah, that's cool.
Just get one.
You'd lose a lot of weight. I'm pretty sure models in the early 2000s used to get worms on purpose.
Dude, I just don't like a little worm creature in my intestine.
Don't worms hang out your butt though?
I don't know. It kills your appetite. Stop.
This is Larry's worst like nightmare ever. He actually came to me and he told me the worst thing ever is like, here, I'm gonna look at this, and he was like, worms in belly.
No, you know what the worst thing ever is? Those little ear bugs that try and get into your ear hole.
Earwig?
Yeah. Earwigs.
It's a myth. They don't
really?
Try to do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Only you'd be afraid.
I'm not scared
of that.
Anymore.
Earwigs are actually, they're chill. I won't lie.
Yeah, they don't
chill.
Want to go in your ear.
They're pretty chill. I've seen them around.
I think one did try to go in my ear, but he was just like confused.
Spiders like going in your ear.
I saw that video of the old lady, and they put peroxide in her ear, and the spider came out.
Oh.
He was like,
that's not real, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I open up a toilet seat that has a lid down, I check to make sure there's no snake hiding right there.
No, I don't do that.
Like,
I let my nuts dangle.
If it comes out, you shoot at it.
What's stopping a spider from like eating your eardrum and going to your brain and just biting your brain and you die?
Willpower. He doesn't
maybe,
want it.
I don't, he's not hungry enough.
What if he was like 1% smarter, he could do that. He'd be like, you know what, I'm just going to do this. If he had like the power of will.
If he had the same brain power as like a chimp, he'd be all up in that ish. He'd be like plankton inside, like.
Ha 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 ha!
All right, do you think society would still run if there was raptors running around?
Yeah,
I think so too.
I think they'd have jobs. Like they'd be employed.
Yeah, we'd be hunting them, and I think $200K a year for the hunters of the raptors.
Wait, isn't that what Chris Pratt like tamed?
Yeah,
he did
with
do
his
that
hand.
In Jurassic Place
World,
Jurassic World.
Yeah, the whole world turned Jurassic.
It's crazy how that happens.
We'd survive.
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
easy, Blue.
Easy.
You remember that movie?
What movie?
Well,
Jurassic World.
Yeah,
with Chris
Pratt.
Where he hid underneath that giant truck.
And the world was Jurassic, I remember.
The world was Jurassic. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for this podcast today.
So if you guys are driving in a car right now, don't crash.
Yeah, don't crash if you're listening to this.
Flip through the script.
Real quick.
So,
flip through the script.
Weather report. Minivan size hail is going to be pouring down on us tonight.
No.
So we're fucked.
Yeah, minivan size hail with a family of five inside.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's really
that.
Bad.
Oh.
Thunder, lightning, rain, acid rain, tornado, blood rain, lava rain.
Have you seen the amount of tornadoes this year? How like...
I saw a really cool
Houston
video.
Got ruined as well.
Was it in the air?
Yeah, you see that?
Big air.
The guy, dude, it was the clearest video I've ever seen of a tornado in my life. Watching it connect.
Oh, wait, did it? You could see like the birth of it?
Yes, it was like a funnel.
It was like sideways in the sky.
Oh, I could try to find
it. Milk Boys chased a tornado.
We should go tornado chasing. And then go, instead of stopping,
that would be a crazy.
We 100% would die.
No, we wouldn't. New group video.
We just go under a bridge.
Storm chasers.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some. Come
did
on.
You see what Milk Boys did?
What did they do?
They met up with these really famous storm chasers
Damn
that
it.
Have this vehicle called like the Dominator. And it's like a fully armored, weighed down truck.
It's like,
and then it
like
has like a button. And at least I'm pretty sure that they said this in the
like
video.
Like anchors down to
yes,
the ground?
Yes, it literally puts like spikes through
the
ground.
I've seen that. They had a show. I don't remember what it was called. It probably was just called Storm Chasers on like Discovery.
I think it
I'll
was.
Be real, but I remember seeing it. The truck thing. If you want, can you pull up a video of it because it's super sick.
What is it?
It's like if they get too close to a tornado.
Storm
I don't
Chaser
know.
Dominator.
Storm Chaser.
I can I could make my SUV a storm chaser car, put a roll cage on it, get some antennas going on it.
A roll cage would not protect you.
A roll cage, there it is. Holy Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'll be my car.
So how does this thing protect you?
Wait, this is literally who they were with. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, this thing right here, go to like YouTube or something. And it'll show you like it'll probably show
video. I didn't know they were with the actual video, storm chasers.
It looks like a shoe I would draw in like third grade. Dude, that's like Tesla. It's Tesla.
Holy shit.
The Dominator.
Give a
the
visualization Dominator. For the audio listeners.
Yeah, so okay. let's dissect this.
It's a very polygon vehicle.
Think of a Fortnite car.
It's a very square
with bulletproof glass.
Yeah, think of Fortnite armored car.
Big Dominator on the side.
Hold on.
Just think. Okay, so no. Think of the Karuma from GTA, and I was add like GTA. Metal plates on it, and that's it.
It's
like
very
armor.
Metal plates.
Yeah, armor. It's an armored car.
Now mention it for people who don't know GTA.
Okay,
so it's black.
It's just an SUV with armor.
Got doors.
It's got headlights
on it.
It's got rear lights.
Imagine a medieval like horse with armor on it.
That the first ever.
No wait, you know what? Think of like World War One German tank. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, look, see.
yep.
It's like these things.
All right. What if people don't know what World War One is? We got to get a new.
Jesus Christ. Get smarter. I guess. I don't know.
A big rolling fortress.
Oh. Okay. Now, what if people don't know what a fortress is?
A big rolling house with armor on it.
I've never seen a house. I don't know.
All right, so imagine the Tesla Model X where the wings fly up. That's what those are, but it's all armor plated. And then you close it, and it just looks really polygonal. Is that even a word? Polygonal?
Yeah, polygonal.
I am begging to just watch this video right now. I want to see that. All right,
just skip to where they're in the tornado.
15-minute video.
Just mute it and skip around.
Mute it and skip to the tornado.
Also, what the hell, dude? 15 minutes?
This is a big peak.
We skip to them in the tornado like,
broke!
It's not working! See him scooped up, and then like a giant RIP.
It's too light.
Look at there's like a black box of that, and that guy right there. He's like no longer with us because he did some shit.
I thought that was berserk.
This is a prototype.
Yeah, it's like Iron Man's first suit.
Is that carbon fiber?
Oh. No, that's flakes.
They
would not go carbon fiber.
Wait. Oh, you're right.
The lightest vehicle of all time.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Get taken up.
Our goal was to be really light here in this
full carbon
weight
armor.
Reduction,
so we could go so fast. Great. When we chase this tornado.
Nothing will scratch our car, but also if we get too close, we will literally fly away because it's so light.
That's so funny.
Piece by piece, like this.
Dude, sketch went on Sunday conversation. What the hell?
I mean, it was only a matter of time. 9 days ago, Girl, by the
keep
way.
Keep finding it. We have to find this.
Dude, they can't even get over like any bumps.
No, yeah, one speed bump, it's game.
Yeah, by the way, for audio listeners, you cannot see the wheels. It is suspended.
It looks like it's on treads.
It's like an inch above rock.
Maybe the car will grow arms and lift up its skirt, and then it can get over a bump.
It'll curtsy after.
Dude, could you imagine a tornado like in the Grand Canyon, but it's like infinitely growing, and it becomes like the size of the Grand Canyon?
Like an F9?
And then it like escapes.
So it just become like a big hurricane?
No water.
No water, just
what's
all
an
wind.
F9?
F5 is the biggest.
Yeah,
rated.
F5 is the biggest one.
F9
is huge. Oh
my God. Has F9 ever been?
Nope. No, F5 is the biggest ever.
Dude.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I've never heard of an F6.
No, I don't think so.
Look at the earthquakes. Why does it only go up to 9?
Earthquakes?
I don't know.
I watched San Andreas and it went up 9.6.
It did.
No way.
Yeah, we watched San Andreas
with
and
the rock.
Yeah. The world's largest ever earthquake ever recorded was a 9.
Wasn't that St. Helens?
9.2. No, that was not Mount St. Helens. We would all blow up, I think, if that
the fuck
was
Mount
St.
Helens.
If Yosemite blows up, we're all dead.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was Yellowstone. Was it Yosemite or Yellowstone?
Yellowstone? Isn't that the
Yellowstone,
same thing?
It's Yellowstone. It's, yeah. Wait.
Is Yosemite Park the same as Yellowstone?
No. Yosemite Park is where fucking...
Hey, baboo.
Yogi Bear.
I knew it. I was waiting for. I was like, oh, he's gonna do the Yogi Bear impression. Hey, boo boo. Dude, Yogi Bear and Smokey Bear in the ring this Saturday. I'd pay.
Sunday.
That's like Yogi would beat his ass, but like not on purpose. Like he would just like accidentally beat him up bad.
Yogi? Hey, not to fearmonger and start this all, but I'm pretty sure we're due for a next explosion. In Yellowstone. Look it up. I'm not even kidding you.
No.
Look up the last explosion and look up how often it happened.
Everybody knew that San Andreas Fault is due for the biggest earthquake ever. It's like we're 50 years overdue.
Oh, shit. 640,000 years ago.
Dude, it's time.
Oh, shit.
This sleeping giant is ready to wake from its slumber.
Dude, that's actually crazy how they refer to like slumber and it's like waking up. Like a giant god.
I'm gonna drop a Mento in there.
Attaboy. You're gonna end all of like human life with that one Mento.
I don't give a shit, dude.
How big would the explosion of Yellowstone be?
All of America would see an ash cloud. That's what it
all of the United States, I'm pretty sure, would be dead.
Not dead, but
or almost all of it, but like
volcano? I think over half.
Yeah.
No way. Look it up. Go on YouTube and look up Yellowstone super volcano simulation.
Simulation. Something.
Would we be dead if it happened?
I think so.
Austin, Texas safe?
Bro, well, I'm pretty sure that like acid rain would happen and then we would die.
Okay.
Well, oh, 2012. Yeah.
2012.
We just got to watch that.
Yeah, just watch 2012. It'll explain that.
This is exactly what would happen.
Yeah, well, no, that's exactly what'll happen. They had scientists working it.
Oh my God. We're fucked. We're done.
What is it? Well, what happened to the U.S.? So it covers half of the U.S.?
I'm moving back to Georgia. That's way more than half of the U.S.
Yeah, wait. Jersey's safe.
Yup.
Jersey.
I'm going back to Georgia.
All of East Coast is safe.
Dude, oh no!
But, bro, I'm not going to lie.
But what's the red zone even mean, though?
Like, yeah, click on it. How long is that video?
It's 8 minutes.
God damn it. Just explain it in 5 seconds.
This is a podcast, guys. Oh, shit. So is that a meteor crash?
That's where the dinosaurs died. I don't know.
No, that's where Thor's hammer. That's where Thor's hammer fell down.
That's actually where my penis fell out.
That's where I dropped my wiener on the ground. My wiener.
Can we just freeze it?
Like, oh, here we go. Simulation. Okay.
You're right, Tanner. A giant cloud mushroom covers all of the West Coast.
Oh my
Central
God.
As well.
Wait, what does that affect?
And then for Lake some Toba reason they go to Lake Toba.
Dude, no, the tsunami. No way.
Lake Toba.
Oh, are we going to cause a tsunami across the world?
And then the smoke goes all the way with lightning.
It is causing a crazy storm.
Who is editing this? They're insane.
It's going to cause acid rain, I'm telling you.
If I see green raindrops.
Oh, it's snowing.
It's the snowing ass.
It froze the world. It froze the world.
Fallout
happens.
Literally
fucking, wow.
Dude, the whole smoke.
Oh, so okay. So now it would have been probably in the mills.
Dude, we'd be covered in smoke down here in Austin.
I just turned my AC on.
If Yellowstone super volcano blew up.
Oh, Austin literally pops up on the map.
No fucking way we get the edge of it. And we're covered. No, never mind.
Dude, it goes down into Mexico.
That's effed up, bro.
Dude, we're actually cooked.
Half of Mexico gets covered, too.
I'll just stay inside that day, dude.
Yellowstone's like the Earth's like butthole. It's like a big fart.
What if everybody turned on their vacuum cleaners and then pointed it out their front door?
And it sucks it up.
You think you suck it in?
Like the president issues like a like an order. Raise your vacuums. Everybody blow.
It gets blown away.
Tanner was saying, he was like, I'll just turn my AC on. I was like all the smoke and
fills up my room.
Hey, you come out of your room.
Do you remember in our last house when the apartment complex burned down that was like miles away?
Yeah.
And I had my AC unit in the window. Dude, my room was like turning black.
Oh my God.
I had mine in.
Yes. The tube from the outside was like full of shit.
Yeah. I had mine in and it started to smell like. It smelled like s'mores. I was like, what
was in my room?
Holy shit. That was the day we watched like 20 horror movies in like one sitting. Yeah, that was because we went to the gas station twice to take a little break and then take another break.
Bro,
we watched
three.
The Conjuring.
So degenerate.
The Conjuring 2.
We watched Insidious and then we watched some other fucking movie.
The most we've ever watched is three. And I don't remember what the first two were, but I remember the third one was Midsommar.
That morning. We watched into the morning.
Yeah, I think it was 9 a.m., which is just so bad. My dude, come on.
It was good, though.
It was Midsommar, bro.
I fell asleep on the beanbag. Our house is like the regular show house, I think.
Who's
exactly
who?
What it is.
The regular show.
Can I ask an honest question? Because like I've asked everyone, but I need to ask you. So when I texted in the group chat and said I would hate if my name was Rigby, and did you put on regular show because I texted that into the group chat?
Oh no, I've been watching regular show. I don't know
why
you said that.
Crazy.
Actually,
yeah. There you go.
We're trying to find out where it even happened.
Yeah, I don't know why you even brought that up, because
what happened?
I watch regular show in my room like every single night.
He does. I hear it.
And I fall asleep to it.
And he goes.
All right. On this week of the Group Chat Podcast, today we're going to be playing a game called Who is the Character? Willie, you're Benson, dude. I don't care.
Okay, if I'm Benson, then you have to be
Pops.
You're Pops.
Pops.
No.
Pops.
What, just instantly Pops. The coolest character like on the whole show?
Skips is not the coolest character.
What?
Mordecai and Rigby are... No.
Skips is the coolest.
He's badass.
No, the big basketball guy. The basketball guy's coolest. I don't care.
Do you think Yummy's Muscle Man?
I don't care.
Yummy is Muscle Man.
And I'm High Five Ghost.
Larry's High Five Ghost.
Oh, yeah, definitely High Five
Ghost. One of you guys are Muscle Man. No, I don't know who it is.
No, somebody's got to be Skips.
I'll be Skips.
No, I'll be Skips. It's cool, guys.
Somebody's going to be Skips. Somebody is responsible and knows everything, so who is it?
You do not know everything, and you are not responsible.
I am so responsible.
And he knows everything. He does. He knows everything.
You left chocolate milk out like 2 days
ago. Ask me a crazy question.
Did you leave chocolate milk out next to the couch yesterday?
Tomorrow.
He's going to do it again tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. I just told him the future.
I think he's Mordecai and I'm Rigby.
Isaac, what is a catalytic converter for?
It gets rid of all the bad emissions from your car. Emissions.
He knows everything.
Wow.
No, I'm both actually Mordecai.
Come on, bro. So
thank you.
You cannot do that.
Yes, I can.
What's the radiator do, Willie?
Cools down.
No, it doesn't.
That's a coolant, dude.
Dumb yeah, nice. Dude.
This is why you're Rigby
up.
And I'm
it's
Skip.
A radiator.
I'll be Rigby. I don't care. I'm annoying.
I'm Rigby.
Shit.
Nope, you're Muscle Man, dude.
Okay. But if we were in Adventure Time.
Oh, dude, you're
I'm
Jake.
I'm Jake the dog.
You're
for
Jake.
Sure.
That's yeah. not even close.
Damn.
I think Grunk would be Finn.
Grunk is Finn.
No, that's just what we have established.
Oh, yeah, Grunk's
thus
not
far.
Here.
Isaac, you're Marceline. Oh. Isaac, no, Larry, no, I no.
Larry's Marceline.
Larry's a girl.
I'm Marceline. You can be Marceline, dude.
Low key, yeah.
Can I be bubblegum bitch fuck?
No, you have to be.
You'd be Peppermint Butler, or you would be Peppermint Butler.
No, Nick's Peppermint Butler. Yummy is Ice King. You.
That's true. I can be Gunther or something.
I was gonna say, can I be Gunther?
You would be a Gunther.
You can be Gunther. Ice King Gunther.
Oh wait, no wait, Marceline.
I'll be Glob or Gold. I don't remember any other
what
characters.
The if
say, we're, I forget how.
You're Daddy,
Simon!
Why did you eat my fries? Whatever the hell. Yo, okay.
Wait, you're Marceline and I'm Simon and I slowly go crazy, but you still love me.
Aww.
Why don't you remember? Why don't you remember?
You haven't seen any Adventure Time. What's the show you've seen that you can relate to?
Flapjack.
I'm SpongeBob.
You're Captain Knuckles. Grunk is Flapjack. I'm Bubby.
Flapjack.
You are Bubby.
You are Bubby.
You're the guy that you're the guy
I'm
at
the candy
bar.
Man
you're
the with candy,
candy
man. Girlfriend.
Yo, all the candy comments right now. Damn, y'all talking about some old shows. Y'all are old as hell.
Okay, okay, then I'm Bluey, and you could be Bluey, and you could be Chewy.
I'm Bingo.
I don't know any Bluey characters, bro. What's a new
dude,
cartoon?
Dude, I tell you what, I saw a commercial the other day about a new movie, and I wanted to like die in real life.
Which one?
It was Inside Out, and I was sitting there on the couch.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And then they're like,
oh my god,
there's new emotions. What is happening? And like the kids like go through puberty, and then he's like, they're like,
anxiety.
Hi, I'm anxiety.
It's like,
dude. I'm depression.
It's like, please actually
bro,
kill
when
yourself.
When it said that she was like she was growing
screamed.
Up or something like that, I did not know what it was when it said anxiety. I thought it was going to be like fucking period or something stupid. I thought it was going to be like,
hi, I'm period. Hi, I'm boner. Hi, I'm pubic hair. Hey, I'm...
Okay, but wait, hold on.
Hi, I'm shitty mustache. Hi, I'm three hairs on your chest. Nice to meet you.
Where's the freaky emoji?
Where's the I'm your learner's permit. I'm here too.
That's for the uncut rated X.
That was stupid.
I want to make you laugh when you're older, dude.
See, I think I'll
because you would have a really funny chuckle when you're older.
Dude, what are you gonna smoke for years?
Wait, yeah. Hold on. Going back to the Inside Out thing. Why are they? Wait, what are the five normal ones? The joy, anger,
sadness.
Are they moods?
Sadness.
Yeah, they're just emotions.
Are they emotions?
Yeah.
Is anxiety an emotion?
A new one.
Yes, anxiety.
They're just
an
making
emotion,
shit
dude.
Up.
It's not an emotion.
Is it?
What is it? Anxiety, depression.
I thought anxiety is what comes from emotions.
Well, it could be a secondary emotion, I guess, but
Inside Out 2, fix your goddamn script, bro. I'm on
yeah, they
your
got
shit.
It. They
I
got
asked
it.
This I asked this before, I guess I'll ask it again. What about the freaky emotion?
Yeah.
Bro, what, horny?
Horny. Hi, I'm horny. Hi, I'm gay. Whoa.
Whoa.
Why can't we have, like, any cool animated movies? Like, how come they get Ghibli and we just get fucking Cars and...
They get Ghibli?
Who's that?
Cars is cool. What are you talking about?
Cars is pretty cool. Monsters, Inc. was the best animation of all time.
I'll retweet that fact. I think
maybe.
Monsters, Inc. was awesome. Toy
Finding
Story.
Nemo.
Toy Story 6 is coming out. Believe it?
No.
Believe
they
it.
Need to
no
stop.
Way. They said the
they
fourth one.
They need to fucking put Woody down, bro.
They need to pop his head off and leave him in the closet.
Look it up. What do you want me to look up?
Toy Story. You gotta retire that old cowboy, that old fuck.
You gotta rip his arms off.
What?
New Toy Story something 5.
Put a knife to his chest.
Buzzy and Woody need to like chill out, man.
So his eyes shut.
Oh my god!
Did you see Buzz Lightyear got turned into a dildo?
Okay, wait. This does not look real. That is not.
That's not real.
You're gonna get a virus.
I guess four is the last one.
Only got 700k views. That's not
real. They talked about it though.
That's real.
That is real.
No,
I think it's real,
dude. It was uploaded by like Movie Master Maker.
Damn! Look how real that looks.
They're getting good.
I know these are real, right?
No way.
I think you have to be like actually just evil to be making fake trailers. If you make fake trailers, shame on.
Click on it. There's no way that's fake.
It is fake. It's gonna be all. Trust. Watch.
All old clips.
Yep, it's monetized too because you need to make some. Oh goodness, money. 26k subs. You think this shit's gonna be real?
Yeah, maybe. The Yeti. Okay, wait.
Maybe
the Yeti just made Toy Story 5.
How did he do it?
Let's see it.
Oh snap!
That's a Yeti intro.
I'm Woody.
A Yeti production.
Something tells me it's not going to be fucking real, dude.
Buzz, Andy's all grown. Well, Andy's pregnant. Here's a new kid we can have fun.
Whee! That's an old movie.
That's Toy Story 3.
It's just an old movie.
Okay, so it is fake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pause it and leave. Right, dope. Thank you, AI, for making this so much more.
Yeti, you should be ashamed of yourself because... Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, he makes a new trailer for everything. Oh.
Sonic 3.
Dude, why is there a polar bear?
Pocahontas. Look it up. Live action. Click that, please. Please, last one.
I want to go up. Please, let me go up. I'm trying to go up. Come on. I'm trying to get up.
Damn it. It's just about an old dude's erectile dysfunction.
All right, you guys have to be my fact checkers.
Cause I don't know.
Ew, what is this?
Zane and Eddie?
This is like Fallout, look.
So far, so real.
Is this AI, actually?
So far, so real? This is not AI. 100% not.
What is this? We spent
our days. It has to be like another movie that they're using. Imagining
what each. No, this is not. It might be in the description.
Hold on. Or it actually might be.
They stole this
movie, and we are not giving credit to the actual people.
Okay,
Danny
here we go.
DeVito?
Hold on. Oh, guys, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Tracy Morgan? Jamie Foxx?
My fan-made up live action cast. Carl, Danny DeVito,
signing
Charles.
Off.
Who's Charles Munt?
No, you got to keep going.
I don't know.
Russell, Benjamin, Evan Ainsworth, who's that?
I don't know.
Evan who?
Benjamin,
Doug,
Evan.
Nick Frost, Alpha, Idris Elba? Yeah, I don't know any of these
people.
That's
the guy who coughs on Hot Ones.
Jamie Foxx is George. AJ's Jonah Hill.
Look at Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's in.
Yeah, what is this, a $1 billion budget for a movie?
Seth Rogen's young Carl.
Young Carl?
Yeah, it was him like right before his wife died.
Yeah, I don't get it. They're literally casting like 70-year-old men as kids.
Well, I mean, they've been doing that for years.
Well, no. Because Seth Rogen has to play a younger old guy.
Why would Danny DeVito be the kid?
Oh, that's fitting.
A kid.
Well, it
no,
could
he's not.
It,
what?
It could also Carl be Fredrickson, maybe in the future.
Carl Fredrickson's the old guy.
Who's the kid?
The kid's Russell.
Russell is
Benjamin Evan Ainsworth. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Russell's the little kid.
I don't know.
Jarvis. Munts
is the people.
Russell Westbrook. Dude, today, you like check to see if he was in the cast. Today's an important game. I'm going to say something crazy here, okay?
Timberwolves are going
to
win.
Timberwolves are down 0-3 in the Western Conference Finals to the Dallas Mavericks, okay? Today is make or break. Either the Mavericks go on to the finals, or the Timberwolves come back from an 0-3, which nobody's ever done in the history of the NBA ever. I think teams that are up 3-0 have a perfect 155-0 record from, like, always in the NBA. So we'll see, but I'm calling a comeback here. 0-3 comeback. Call me crazy.
That'll be huge. That'll be the first team ever.
I mean, I'm hoping for either, like, both going to the finals would be great because, like, the Celtics hate Kyrie, so that'd be a crazy finals matchup. The Celtics on the East are going to the finals, but Timberwolves, it could get his first ring. He's, like, a young guy.
Yeah. Wait, how many people have done an 0-3 comeback?
Nobody.
None.
Wait, real quick. Ever. You said Celtics beat the Pacers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuff, dude.
Pacers suck, dude. They didn't deserve to be there.
Yeah, I was just...
Honestly, the Celtics kind of suck, too.
They also suck,
because
the
Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton got injured. So, I mean, they weren't really going to win.
So, wait, hold on.
And they were still tied, like, for the longest time last game.
Yeah. Pause, because Mavericks and Timberwolves?
Uh-huh.
Are they today?
Yep.
That's today.
7:30 p.m.
Yup.
7:30 p.m. What time? EST or
our CST? Our time.
Yep.
CST.
We'll see. By the time this comes out, we'll know if they won or not. Yeah. I mean, people will know.
Can I say it now?
But it's Tuesday. What?
Go ahead. EST is the best time zone.
I agree.
I like PST.
I agree. Every single place in the like world uses EST.
Mm-hmm. I miss PST because you guys would be like, oh, I'm so tired, man. And I would just be waking up like, hey, everybody, what's going on?
Yeah, we'd be like, bro, man, it's like 5 a.m. You're like, it's only 2.
It's only 2. I got the whole day here, baby. And I'm playing like Roblox.
Yeah, you're like having
fun.
Yeah,
but then there's the opposite side of that where like we'll wake up and then you'll still be asleep.
But I'd be chilling, though. Low-key
true.
Mm-hmm. I'd be chilling, though. I'll be chilling though. True, does on be the chilling. Radio. Cook it up, cook it up. That's come my on. Feeling, bro.
Come on.
Dude, I didn't realize how much of the world actually like relies on EST to be like the time zone that kind of like, you know, like music relies on it for the most part.
I thought everybody used GMT.
GMT is another big one. That's for European
General
people.
Mountain
I
time.
Thought everything in the world was based off GMT because people do like GMT minus 600.
Or why does a mountain... I don't get it.
I don't know either.
I don't... Why does a mountain need its own time zone? Like...
Did you know that people like Phoenix doesn't use daylight savings?
Good.
Who's Phoenix?
I mean the city.
Oh.
Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix? The Joker?
You know the Joker doesn't use daylight savings.
The Joker doesn't
times?
Do daylight. He doesn't believe in it.
Wow. He just doesn't reset his clock at all. People hate daylight savings.
Is that young Sheldon?
First of all, no, that'd be a good cast. But second of all, daylight savings, when is that again?
I don't know. Let's kill young Sheldon though. Young
It's next few months.
Look up young Sheldon dies. No.
It's after summer. Daylight savings is like towards the winter time.
That's so far away, bro.
Look up young Sheldon TikTok. Because he does not die.
He does die. Young Sheldon does die.
He gets shot. He gets shot. Like
young
in the store.
Sheldon death.
Yeah, he does. Sorry for the spoilers if anybody's watching.
What
young
do you mean
Sheldon.
He dies?
Go to images.
How is that possible if he dies?
How? There's like another show coming out with him.
No, there's
wait,
already
how does
big...
he? How does young Sheldon die if Sheldon is in Big Sheldon's Bang Theory? How the fuck does that make sense?
Because he's breaking down. He's breaking down our plot. Get him.
They shoot him. They casted young Sheldon in a different show or like a different movie, and he was literally shot like 8 times.
Is that real?
No.
Yes, it is real.
No, he saw that image I showed you, and you said it's from Breaking Bad, Larry. You remember that image I showed? I was like, oh, did this happen?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, not spoiler, but is it when Walter is on the floor?
Yes, and okay. It was just young Sheldon being
and then replaces
it. Yes, it was, yeah. I remember showing you that. You're like, what the? Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's get past this guy.
Okay. Damn, the funniest joke ever said. Holy shit. He's crying. Fucking Christ.
Come on. All right. Give him a second. All right, next guest on the podcast. Everyone needs to go to the comment section and comment who you want on
Montana
the podcast.
Montana Jordan.
That is also true.
We'll get anybody.
Let's get Joe Burrow on the podcast.
Oh, what? That would be crazy.
Bo Burnham?
I don't think Jeff
Jim
Wittick
Burrow.
Saw your
Jimmy
comment.
Joe Burrow.
What?
I don't think Jeff Wittick saw... Dude, you look like you're so sad right now.
Yeah, that hurt really bad.
Are you crying?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Damn,
it literally
dude.
All went.
It like we had a debate and like, you got
Jeff
fucked.
Wittick probably didn't see my comment because he can't open his eye.
Oh, Jeff, you can take that, bro.
Can we bring Anthony Edwards on the podcast?
You guys got to fight
that,
man.
Yeah, what cool. basketball player would you want to see on this podcast?
Anthony Edwards.
Or are you LeBron? Serious?
Yeah.
How about Luka?
Nah.
I would talk all day
Luka
about with that guy.
Luka barely speaks Overwatch. English. He would just be like,
Overwatch.
Yeah, guys, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but he'd get really excited when I say, so what about the new meta? He'd be like, what meta? I play basketball. I'm going to be like, Roadhog. He'd be like, oh. Holy crap, let me tell you what. This could be a 2-hour podcast with Luka. I don't know his last name.
Luka Doncic.
Donatello.
Anthony Edwards would be cool. He's a cool dude. Cool guy.
You know him personally?
Yeah, we go way back.
That's cool, dude.
Didn't he teach Congrats. You how to play basketball?
He taught. Well, I taught him because he's younger than me, actually.
Oh.
But yeah, when I lived in Georgia, we used to ball up.
That's great, man.
He actually did go to a high school right next to where I lived, like when I was up in North Georgia.
Wow. Oh, yeah, he is from there, actually, like low key.
He's from Atlanta.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Where are you from, Tanner?
Oh, you know, Washington.
Shit ain't go.
I thought you were gonna say something.
Ain't nothing
something
going on.
Like
nope.
Atlanta.
Washington.
Would you like
lumber
be born
capital
anywhere
of the world?
Else?
What?
Would you be born anywhere else, or do you just? Is that perfect? Is that a perfect spawn?
Yeah, if you could be
perfect spawn.
No, perfect. A good spawn would be Iceland because like nothing really crazy happens.
Okay,
over there.
How about within the U.S.?
Montana.
Okay.
That's shitty, bro. You'd never leave.
He only though. Said Montana because I said Montana Jordan. It's a subconscious
Who's
thing.
Montana Jordan?
He made it up.
What? Nope, right there.
Joe Montana, Michael Jordan.
Montana Jordan, right in the middle.
That's a really good question. Where would your best spawn be?
Yeah, what is your guy's definition? I'll tell
you what the worst spawn is. It is Texas. If you live in Texas, I'd like to apologize for where you are.
Yeah, weather right now is not being the best.
it's kind of horrible.
I just got to tell a story before we continue with that question. I was looking at my phone walking outside. It's 104 degrees. I'm looking at my phone. Yeah, and this guy, someone made a chart of like the summers and like the past like 50 millennia, whatever the hell. And we're like all the way up here. And it was like a meme. It was like, well, have fun with the coldest summer of the rest of your life. I was like, 104 right now. It's like May. There's no way it could get worse, right? And then I realized that, yeah, it probably will.
I think the winters are going to get pretty bad.
I think we're going to hit 116 this summer.
Dude,
no, we're not.
it's scary, man. Like,
I think what it is the world, like, humans need to stop arguing because it's making Earth upset.
Ooh. Yeah, he's getting angry. Like,
I think we're not stimulating Mother Nature enough.
Yeah, we're missing the spot. Where's the spot? Guyana.
It could be that
the spot.
It's the G.
What do you mean
it
by the
start
spot?
With the G.
Oh, G. Spot.
Oh, Guatemala.
Could be Guatemala,
Georgia,
Guatemala,
both the country Georgia. And the state,
Guadalajara.
That's a desert. Yeah, that could be.
Egypt.
Dry.
Oh, wait, no. That's
it used to be running with water.
Dude, I just... What? You hit that, man.
What do you say? Yeah. You show me a dick ride.
Yeah. Guadalajara,
dude, desert. What'd you say?
Guadalajara?
It used to be like Mesopotamia.
Oh, Mesopotamia?
That's where Tasmanian devil came from.
Really? Can we just like blow up everything and restart?
Up, down.
It's possible.
Like, you know when like you're too far into a game and you just like want to restart real fast?
Yes.
Because you're not happy with your build.
I used to have the fucking horrible habit of like, if I mess up this whole, like, the way I start, I have to be perfect.
Yeah,
When I first launched Black Ops 2, I I did like 4 games without dying, I literally could not play the game for like a week
straight. You know what I did?
If I play one and I fuck up and I die, I'm quitting this game.
Is that not OCD or am I like tripping?
No.
No, that's called... being fucking dope.
It's called
bro.
You wanted to be perfect.
It's called good stats.
Because when I played Elden Ring, I was just like, all right, I'm going to try this build. Oh, okay, well, that sucks. And I'd delete the entire save and I'd go to a different one.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I don't like that attack. I
restarted Skyrim so many times. Like, back when I played.
I think I've bought that game 8 times.
That game, right now, is like a giant wand. Listen, I can never conquer it.
I bought Skyrim for my Xbox 360, my PS4, my Xbox One.
Geek.
My Nintendo Switch.
Nerd.
My PC.
Dweeb.
I got the special edition.
Nerd. Spoof.
And spoof. That's it. That's
dude,
all.
We didn't even talk about our perfect spawn.
Yeah, hurry up.
Let's do that.
The hell?
I said Montana.
Do you want to go
on
like
spawn
a
spawn like where you're born or like where
you grow up? Like where you born and
where
everything.
You're born and everything.
My
spawn where you're born and grow up?
Yeah.
Because I moved around so much.
Yeah, you did.
I was born in Texas, but I don't consider that like my
this my ain't spawn. Texas.
Your birth certificate's Texas?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My perfect spawn would be Buffalo.
But I grew up
New York?
I grew up in Georgia, though, so.
All right. Man. Let's go one by one since we have a really hard time articulating our thoughts.
Tanner, go first.
Buffalo, so I could be actually part of the Bills Mafia, and I could just rage out with all of the Mafia, and then shovel snow when it snows.
Can we add a layer to this? How about we do time as well, like year that you want to be born?
Okay, well, you're going to choose a really, like,
1962, so I can buy a house for $2,000.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Isaac.
1962. Y'all got to skip me. I didn't think about this. I was listening to Buffalo, New York.
All right.
He knows.
I'm gonna go with New Jersey once again because that's Goat State.
Okay.
I'm gonna be born in a town called Princeton.
Okay.
You know where Princeton is? I'm gonna be born in 1995.
Right old before, asshole.
Right before what?
Right before Bitcoin blows
I
up.
I knew it.
Oh, shit, baby. So, come on.
Wait.
Because
wait.
I feel like I'm at a time in my life right now where I miss so many things, but I was like right on the cusp.
Do we have the knowledge now that we have then?
No. Dude, if I added 4 more years, because I'm 99, so if I had 4 more years of me, I was like, I would have been 17 in 2013.
Damn, that's what
old.
The
fuck? Old head.
I think if you were born around that time, you would invest in Bitcoin.
100%. Bro, I had an ant miner, it's called. That's what it was back in like 2017.
Ant miner?
Yeah, they were called. It was like an S9, ant miner S9. They would like mine
Bitcoin. Oh.
It would be like 13-something terahashes or something like that.
Terahashes.
Which was
lame.
Like, dude, they were selling on Alibaba for like $7,000.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You just like changed the language. I didn't know what any of that meant.
Alibaba, dude?
Dude.
Yep.
That's crazy.
All right, Larry, what about you?
Okay, me. I would do Colorado 2055.
Ain't even born yet, bro.
That's hard because I was thinking that same thing, like low key, like future. Later.
Wait, just you're moving towards Yellowstone, bro. Chill.
I know.
Tokyo 3186.
3186. Let's go.
Halo 3000.
No, because it would be after. I mean, you know, I don't know, but I'm hoping that's after Yellowstone.
You're hooping?
What if you're like, all right, let's hope, and then it's just like breaking news: Yellowstone is finally. I'm born.
You just spawn in.
You're born into like apocalypse times. You where get you like have to spawn killed,
dude. That sucks.
What's that Willem Dafoe gif where he's like looking up?
I love that one, bro. That's one of my favorite ones. Yeah,
I'll put it on the screen, but it's so good. He's just like crying, like, looking up. It looked at me evil. I don't know where it's from, but that's such a good gif, man.
What about you, Yummy?
I would go. Outside of Atlanta, just like same area I lived in before, but like actually born and raised and grew up there. And 2025.
Okay.
Nuketown.
So I'd be born next like year. Next year.
Okay.
That's a good.
I mean, dude, Black Ops 2, Nuketown 2025 is literally next year.
That's stupid.
Is that real?
That's stupid.
Nuketown 2025, Black Ops 2.
It's coming up. Actually, all of Black Ops 2. That's when it happened.
We're supposed to have floating cars by now.
Dude, we are so... This is what keeps happening, dude. It happened with the Jetsons. They're like, oh, look, it's 2015 and we have floating cars and like meals that I can blow up with my mouth. Look at me blow up this turkey.
I'm pretty sure Modern Warfare 2 campaign happened like a year ago. Or now. One of those years.
Modern Warfare 2. You know, there's been a lot of conflict, but no wars. I mean, like, with the U.S. involved.
Speaking of wars, where I'm going to go is I'm going to be born in Hawaii in 1940. And the four-year-old's going to stop World War II.
When did it happen? It happened in 2009.
You're literally going to get bombed a year after your
No, birth. I'll stop it, dude.
1941.
That's when it was released.
Oh, Pearl Harbor. Shit. Okay, 1932.
When did Modern Warfare 2 take place?
I'm going to be like eight.
Good.
Right there.
Yummy, I'm going to be 8 years old. I'm going to stop Pearl Harbor.
And see? You're Modern Warfare 2 happened.
COVID was, they should have put masks on the people while they were fighting.
Yeah, they should have. They didn't even think about COVID. Why didn't they do that?
That made more sense.
Modern Warfare 2 is the best Call of Duty.
Black Ops 2.
Low key, Black Ops 2.
Low key, Black Ops 2 for like all the content that was able
Black
to be
Ops
made.
2
because it had zombies and everything else.
Yeah,
Black Ops 2 was the pinnacle. Everything else was just
everybody was playing it.
Oh. Black Ops 3 though was really fun. I will say that because I played it a lot and.
Every day after school, I'd hop on for like 6 hours, and then I'd go to bed.
Could you jump high in Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, that sucks ground. Ass.
Unks.
I liked... Okay, I did like Advanced Warfare, though. It was kind of fun.
We all like Jordan, he likes LeBron. That's how it is right now.
I like LeBron better than Jordan.
I like LeBron.
LeBron's better than Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
That was just a comparison, bro. You calling us on, bro.
Keep punching him. Look at this thumbnail.
May I use the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Do you think LeBron's better than Michael Jordan, though? Be real.
Yeah, I think LeBron? Yes.
Yeah.
LeBron, Miles. Yes.
So Yummy told me about it, and I looked into it, and it is actually kind of like... fucked up how Michael Jordan was playing and how much praise he got, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. But then again, times are times, so it makes sense.
At the time, he was like super awesome. Yeah. And there's going to be someone better than LeBron, and there probably already is in the NBA.
I'm sure there will be.
It's going to be Ant. Watch.
I think
give
it's Wembanyama.
Nah.
Wemby.
It could be Wembanyama.
It could be Wembanyama. It could be. I don't know about
the problem. Is that like. We're just turning into like super athletes. It's kind of insane. It's almost like we're genetically predisposed to be better at basketball because we've been playing it.
I need to ask you because I saw a commercial for it for some effing reason on my phone. I was like, what the heck? Insoles, carbon fiber insoles.
Are you talking about the ones where they bend and then they spring back?
Yes.
Well, so
it was like, change how you jump.
Well, people do change their insoles, but people also have carbon fiber, shanks running through the boost of the shoe itself.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they get shanks?
That's dangerous, dude.
Yeah,
so it's light, but does it help with like bouncy?
Yeah, it does.
Really? I want to get them.
So I think Victory insoles are some of the most popular ones that people buy. It could add like an inch or two to your vert, not much.
What?
High five.
Dude, they're just getting to become like bionicles,
Wait, an inch to your jump?
Yeah, which is not a lot.
Yeah.
I think if I trained really hard for a year, I'd get in the G League.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That means the good league.
Yep.
No. I bet you if you trade for a year, you couldn't even go D3.
I'd go D3.
No.
For sure. I'd be guard. Look at this wingspan. Bye, everybody.
Blocked. Tanner's delusional.
Catch you on that flip side.
I don't.
I got it.
Can Tanner, has time run out for Tanner? The title of this podcast.
Time for him to die.
Is it too late?
Is it too late for Tanner?
All right, let's see if you can go D3. How tall are you?
5'9".
No. No.
Okay.
What if I got like leg extensions?
Like in India, like a leg extension
surgery? Let's say Tanner was 6'2".
Ooh.
Okay.
That's it.
No. Good.
Okay, well.
Bro. What if I was 6'2"?
What if he was 7'3"?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because at that point you just got to teach the motherfucker how to like...
Yeah, just don't fall over and like hold on to the ball and you're fine.
That's all you got to do, really.
Yeah. At 7'3", be able to like have enough cardio to be able to run up and down the court.
I just think I'd be like Draymond Green.
No.
Yeah, I'd be like...
Don't you have to be a certain age to go to like college and do college like D3, D2?
No, there was like a 29-year-old playing.
You could
in
be 30 something and play college basketball.
March Madness. Yeah, there was a guy balding with a receding hairline playing March Madness.
That's sad.
It's a 4-year rule. It doesn't matter when, but it is a 4-year rule. Maybe 5. What is
what is usually
a super senior?
Is there a cutoff?
Super senior.
Is there a cutoff
on
like
age?
Like the military has?
I don't think so.
A super senior is someone who gets held back one of the years.
Hey, quick question, because I saw this on my For You page on TikTok. Did any of you guys register for the Selective Service? Because you have until 26 years old before they're going to arrest you.
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass.
They come for you.
Yes.
I have 3 more years.
Every male in the United States, once they turn 18 years old, has to sign up for the Selective Service.
I'm pretty sure I did. I got mail as soon as I turned 18. I never got mail again.
I'm pretty sure I did that.
It tells you that you signed up.
I said no.
I said shut up.
I had to go online.
I don't know, but I really doubt they'll come for me. And even if they do.
I'm also not an organ donor.
Bro, I'm telling you, by the 26 years old, if you don't do it, they will come to your house and arrest you.
What if I shoot myself?
Because it's evasion.
Do they have a warrant?
You're not going to take me.
Wait, look it up.
My finger.
Wait, look it up.
Yeah, it was a dummy.
Google it.
Do they have a warrant to come in my house?
I'll be real. I'd rather get arrested than go to war.
Well, they'll arrest you and then make you sign up, right?
Dude, I remember that time when,
can't
like,
make me.
When people would like evade like drafts, all the like men that did that, they'd be called like pussies and whatever. Yeah. Bro, yeah, I would evade it.
They would evade it all day, dude.
They would literally like break their own feet.
I'd break my own neck.
They'll break their own feet. So they can't walk, and they'll be like, "All right, well, these are useless."
I would probably go to the ward.
I'm not fighting in any ward.
To ward,
like you want to?
No, I don't want to. But if it's like, you know, if I have no choice in it, I'm not gonna break my effing legs.
I'm not fighting for this country. I don't give a shit.
Bro, on God,
I'm gonna go to Antarctica and hang out with penguins.
All right, man.
I already pay so much in taxes. This government can suck my dick.
That is true. I do. I have.
Amen, brother.
We have paid for at least a missile.
You ever watch Saving Private Ryan?
Or a tank.
Remember Saving Private Ryan?
That was a good movie.
Yeah, the main, whatever his name is, what's his name?
Tom Hanks.
The character he plays, he was a teacher. He was an English teacher. And he's like a commanding
officer. Okay, think about this, because World War One, dude, if you look into it, is fucked. Excuse my language.
Yeah, like trench foot. I'm not getting trench foot.
Yes, trench foot, trench rats, trench people, trench guns.
Trench poop.
Trench everything.
Mole people, troll people.
For months.
Troll people.
Trench food, trench
drink. Trench drink, trench food.
Dude, did you know that trench guns were not allowed?
What do you mean?
They destroyed people.
Yeah.
You'd blow up. Like, you just...
They'd still use them.
What's a trench gun?
It was a shotgun that was used to clear out trenches.
I swear to God, he's lying.
No,
I'm being serious.
It was in
they were actually banned. I'm pretty sure in the Geneva Convention,
it was
they were banned.
It was in World of War Call of Duty.
It was inhumane.
Yeah, that's why I know. It was a sawed-off shotgun.
Call of Duty, Call of Duty.
Another fucked up thing, mustard gas, dude, because they didn't know how to go against
it
for the moment.
On God,
it didn't make... The wind would blow into actual cities, and people would inhale it.
Pull that shit out, man. Come on. Pull up. See if wooden bullets were banned.
Wooden
bullets?
I'm pretty sure
you get a splinter in your heart.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'd figure out how to like shoot a wooden bullet and then it would go into your body and splinter out.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Okay, yeah. So in September of 1918,
look it up.
The German government issued a diplomatic protest complaining that the Model 97 trench gun was illegal because it especially forbidden to employ arms projections or materials calculated to cause unnecessary suffering.
Dude,
in the 1907 Hague, I think it's Hague.
What does it matter at that convention. Point if you're getting killed anyway? Like, what?
It sounds like suffering and not dying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it would spread out more, so it wouldn't, like, kill you.
It was just a really, really fucked up gun, dude. it would cause so much damage.
Who knows? It's just a shotgun with the bayonet, and then it was just really effective.
Isn't that silly?
It's all close range.
Isn't that silly how even when you're in war, they're like...
There's rules.
Like, yeah, there's rules still. Like, I don't like that.
It's like, hey, too far, man. Come on, man.
Like, that's like, so dumb. Like, all right,
can I kill you in another way? Like, you know,
my heart rate's at 64.
Oh.
Yeah, get up and
you're thinking
place.
About that trench, huh? You're running in the trench.
Is that low? Did it alert you?
109.
Damn.
After doing this.
180.
180. I'm tired.
Sitting down, jumping jacks.
What were we mentioning before the trench gun? It was one thing we were talking about before the trench gun.
Well, we were also talking...
Wow.
World War One.
That's so crazy.
I don't know.
We're talking about getting drafted and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
invading the draft.
Yeah, I'd go to Antarctica and I'd rule the Penguins.
Oh, yeah, look it up. Look up the draft.
Ice King. Okay.
People would be like, he's got... But they'd like, they had no idea about anything health-related back then, so they'd be like, he's got the leg twitch. He can't go. They'd like try to avoid it just by making up some bullshit, and then the doctors would be like, look at this. I guess he's got the leg
twitch. Listen, I unfortunately had to see... Well, I didn't have to see it, but it popped up on my Twitter. It was a guy basically forcing... Or it was his friend shooting his like feet, basically, so that he couldn't go to war.
It was pretty brutal, but hey, he didn't go to war.
I've seen a video like that where they jump on the guy's leg.
Yeah, and they just break it. Yeah, they literally snap it.
That's awful.
And it sucks, but yeah, that's what... You know that... I know this is like not really... It's whatever. Ray, you know, Kai Cenat.
He's got to go to the front lines of the war. Okay. Oh, there's a lot of places like that where you have to serve in the military of your country before.
I have the punishment...
Oh, here we go.
So, failure to register with Selective Service is a felony that can result in a fine up to $250,000 and or 5 years in prison.
I'll take the 5 years.
The violation of the Military Selective Service Act.
You know
that
what?
Changes
no.
the game, doesn't
You know
it?
What? You know what?
What if you're like, I don't know, dude.
Wait.
They don't really make that obvious.
They don't.
They do.
I'll take it because
everyone in prison is going to be in the same boat. Yeah. Like, what the fuck
we'll
are we doing
We'll be chilling
here?
In prison.
Exactly.
We'll be exactly. like,
I don't know.
Those numbers rise so much of people not doing it because of the lack of like younger people who check their mail. And they're just going to be like, guys, we got to change the rules because what the fuck?
Time out. Did you ever register to vote?
No.
I didn't either. I've never voted in my life.
Wow. Did you ever take out a student loan, any of you?
No.
Nope, okay. Not me.
Well, those are two ways that they automatically can get you to do it. So, yeah, you have to go online.
I had a scholarship.
But did you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, no, he's...
Yeah, he ain't have a scholarship. Right?
Yeah, I did.
Nah, for what?
You're not registered to vote?
When I was in cross country, some guy that had a scholarship, he was the owner of giving it out. He saw how hard I worked in cross country. He said, hey, I want you to take it. And it was $2,000 per... Per fucking semester.
Per step I took.
But,
I mean, that's all right.
But I lost it. Well, it was a cheat. It was community college. So, like, it didn't even fucking matter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, community college is great.
That probably, community college is pretty
it
good.
It is. You're not wasting any fucking money.
Yeah, it's cheap.
You can
transfer.
You can do a lot of stuff for cheap.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
A lot of your classes do transfer to bigger colleges, too.
Yeah.
T2.
It's goated, dude. It's really good.
If anyone's ever majoring, if you guys are, like, in college majoring in, like, whatever the hell, but you have to take like your math and English
but
and whatever.
I did lose a scholarship because I dropped out.
No,
that's all right, dude.
It's so scary how the drafts even work. I just remembered
giraffes
reading it. The drafts, how they work, bro.
Isn't it by birthday?
By birthday, and they do it like a lottery system.
Yeah,
where they like roll a thing, and then if your birthday gets fucking called, you get drafted.
April 11th, you're safe. I don't know. I feel like. Less and less troops are going to get drafted over time. We're starting to get technologically so advanced that we don't need people.
Let's make cyborgs.
iRobot's coming.
Just hope that you like do really well on an exam or something like that so you can prove yourself and just like get a job that doesn't make you a grunt, honestly.
Well, not even that. I'm just going to like... I'm going to quit YouTube and become a doctor within a year. And I'm like,
smart. Yeah, I can't even go to the war.
No,
I'm an engineer that builds these big...
I'm going to be an architect. So the government would need me. If
your ass is getting
happens.
Drafted.
No,
you have to be either like a doctor or an engineer.
I am not. I'm not even going to the army. I'm going to run away. They're going to have to find me. Look, okay. U.S. government, find me. I disappear like that.
All right, Larry, edit
me gone. Edit me.
Can you get a still frame of him?
Yeah. U.S. government, find me.
No, now move. Now leave. Put your mic exactly how it is and get out of here.
Yeah.
No, God.
Holy crap, where'd he go?
Oh, where'd he go?
You threw Jambo onto your mic, and now the whole bit's over. Go sit down.
The U.S. government, you left the trail. They know you left.
Listeners at home, Larry's not editing any of that, I don't think.
Yeah, no, Larry will.
I'll do it.
He'll be awesome.
I've done a lot of different... I don't know if you guys have seen most of like the middle of the podcast.
I watch him.
I don't even know how old I am. Yeah, I do. I actually didn't know how old I was.
I forgot my birthday one year.
24, aren't you?
Yeah, I forgot.
Aren't you?
Sorry. Guys?
When I turn 25, can y'all call me Unk?
Yeah.
That's coming up soon.
I'm Unk anyway. I'm Big Unk.
So is my birthday. Our birthdays are coming up, baby. Come on now.
You're going to make
come
out?
Now.
He's going to get drunk.
How old are you going to be, Larry?
He's going to get drunk.
Be 21.
21.
He's going to drink for the first time.
Larry, you've been 20 for like 5 years.
I swear to God, you've been 20 for like,
like eight. Why haven't you aged?
You guys said the same exact thing, say, with 19.
I know. Like,
how old were
up?
You when you moved in the first time?
I was 18. 18.
It was 18.
Isn't that crazy?
I moved.
No.
Oh, my bad.
I was 22. Wait, no.
Yep.
I was 23. I had turned 23.
I moved and then turned 22.
Dude, can we all agree that turning 19 and turning 20 are the most useless years? Because, like, nothing happens.
19 and 20, it's like an intermission, like, in between.
18 is awesome, and then 21 is awesome. And then after that, you just hate
counting years. Dude, I have, like, a problem because I feel like I'm, like, 20 years old, and I'm like, damn, I'm already, like, one-fourth, maybe one-fifth of my life through.
Did I tell you?
I need to do more.
About the thing that I read.
No, what did you read?
It's gonna make you all so upset, and you're gonna want to die.
God damn it! Okay, what is it?
I bet no.
You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
I already told you, Isaac.
Oh.
It was like if you live away from your family and you're like in your early 20s, you might only see them 50 to 100 times before they're gone. Think about it. That'd be like more than once a year. How often do you see your family?
I see them a lot.
You do not. You've seen your family like twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
No, three times.
That was like three times.
Okay, well, it's still on track that, like, you see how small that number is?
It gets smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I don't even look at myself in the mirror, so.
What? What does that mean?
That's hard. That's so Batman.
I don't even see myself, bro.
He doesn't even see his family. He can't even look at himself.
I can't look at myself
and his family.
You're thugging it out for real. But you know what happens when you thug it out for real?
Sup, gang?
At the end of that rainbow, it's beautiful.
Like, can you play Stout
Street? There's a pot of gold in it, but you're all alone.
Nah.
Yeah.
We're all waiting there.
There's a pot of poop.
Maybe your rainbow.
At the end of it, man.
My rainbow is gold.
Pot of shit and poop. And
my rainbow is gold and Crab Champions. I love that game.
My rainbow has gold teeth and a chain. And Tim's on either side of the rainbow. He's got Tim's.
Yours has a golden record. A golden vinyl.
Yep. And a big wiener.
What about you? Poop?
Yeah, just poop.
What about you?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Osu.
Osu.
Energy
at the end of my rainbow, it's not gold.
My vape, Chipotle bowl.
That's not ever filled right, so I have to go back to DoorDash support. I zoned out. I don't even know what you just said to me.
End of my rainbow?
End of your rainbow.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
My MacBook.
Yeah.
DaVinci Resolve. This podcast setup.
Blender. Bunch of cameras taking photos of me. Roblox. Movies.
Yeah.
I think I've actually been inhaling this because my head hurts now.
Don't inhale that. Holy shit. Oh, damn.
Well, you're jaded. More than a hoe.
More than a hoe.
More than a hoe.
Dude.
Hey, are you playing with the fungus in this?
No, Dave.
Dinner flicked the fake cigarette and he's like... Everything goes in fire and flames.
All engulfed in flame.
For the listeners and viewers at home, that giant water gallon over here that Larry and I filled up probably
is now
7 or 8 months ago with GamerSups.
It has a continent.
It actually does have islands.
It's got islands. It's got floating islands in there. We're starting our own biome in there.
Nick, I went up to it and I was like, I looked at Larry, I was like, I hear cars and like people. And I was like, it was like beep, beep. And I shook it and I was like, Jesus Christ.
You just gave them a whole new Bible. Like,
yeah, it's like they're all dead. There's like maybe.
I became their God.
You did. They were upset.
They're going to write books about you.
Wait, dude, they live in a three sun. Like,
yeah, three planets.
The three body problem.
Oh my God.
The three body problem.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
That's a good ass show.
What the hell? Please.
This would be Jupiter. No, that would be Jupiter.
You're not Jupiter.
That'd be a sun giant.
That would be a sun giant.
Beetlejuice.
And what are we doing here? Beetlejuice. Do you think that they think?
No. What the hell is that? What
dude, happened? This has been like the most craziest topic hopper podcast I think I've ever been on.
So
we talked about the Geneva Convention. We talked about leprechauns. Okay, Isaac,
I think this is
mold.
The first time you're like aware of it. Because
yeah, you've been aware.
Okay,
often.
True. I have been.
All right, Isaac, wrap it up then, dude.
No, don't let him wrap it up.
Is it time to wrap up?
It is time to wrap up.
Don't let him wrap it up like a burrito.
Oh, it totally is time to wrap up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the ADHD podcast episode 107. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off your Gamer Subs purchases, including Lean. Get you some Lean and get you some, I don't know.
Any men out there 18 to 26, make sure you guys fill out your...
Don't do that. There's no point.
Papers. Actually, don't, because maybe we'll meet in prison.
Maybe we'll play Mario Kart in the break room.
Start a podcast.
We could go on IG Live. You know, sneaking phones.
Oh, we can make like ice cream.
Bro, I'm gonna be the one that's sneaking in the phones for you guys.
Well, yeah. Anyways,
loose goose.
Anyways.
Damn.
What loose goose?
How many phones? I'm gonna be the one.
I could
start fucking four iPhone Pro Maxes.
Bro, you are not getting iPhones. You're getting flip phones.
No, you're gonna bring in the 15s Pro Maxes, the biggest ones with an OtterBox.
And then you're gonna bring in my MacBook. I'll bring your iPad in.
Thank you.
And they're all gonna have OtterBox cases, so it's gonna be harder to bid in.
Who wants their PC setup?
Oh, is it rough?
Yep. How big does that cake have to be?
You want that PC setup?
I have a 27-inch monitor.
all three monitors, my Nick, computer, and the hugest wedding cake ever.
I need my ring light.
You open your mouth, it goes like the fans.
I told you, how big's your TV downstairs?
Do you think you could smuggle the whole podcast setup?
Okay, we're ending this podcast.
Yeah, we are. All right, thank you guys for coming. We'll see you guys next week with Gronk finally back. He had like a doctor's appointment or something. Goodbye forever. Go Coger.
Later.